Alléluia, 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 Alléluia. Your word's not a spirit knife. You have the word of everlasting life. Alléluia, Alléluia, Alléluia. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. Jesus and his disciples set out for villages of Caesarea Philippi. Along the way, he asked his disciples, "Who do people say that I am?" They said, "You replied, John the Baptist, others Elijah, still others one of the prophets." And asked them, "But who do you say that I am?" Peter said to him in reply, "You are the Christ." Then he warned them not to tell anyone about him. He began to teach them that the Son of Man must suffer greatly and be rejected by the elders, the chief priests, and the scribes, and be killed, and rise after 3 days. He spoke this openly. Then Peter took him aside and began to rebuke him. At this, he turned around and looking at the disciples, rebuked Peter and said, "Get behind me, Satan. You are thinking not as God does, but as human beings do." Gospel of the Lord. Alleluia, Alleluia, Alleluia. Of course, Peter is of his good will. He doesn't want Jesus to suffer. It's very difficult to follow the will of God. Jesus has to suffer. And no one wants to suffer. To their times, we reject suffering. The most crucial suffering is Christ. He died on the cross. But then he risen again. Jesus is telling us, sometimes we have to share his suffering. When we suffer, we together suffer with Christ. But together, we also offer this suffering for the salvation of the world. Jesus knows it. Many times we complain why God allows us to suffer. Because he loves us. Because we can share together with him for the salvation of the world. It's hard to understand. But Jesus gives his open heart to follow you closely. Even at times of suffering, we know that you share your life with us so that we can also together with you for the salvation of the world. Jesus, thank you. Jesus, we trust in you.